Le'ilui Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tov Tzadi Dalid, the minog of eating milchik san shavuos. The noagim become makomas lecho macho cholov. V'yirmishon shol shavuos, the Ramah says. The minog is tea milchiks. Now, what's the reason? So before we get to the Ramah's reason, we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. He quotes the famous reason that Bizman Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael, they accepted the whole Torah. How they accept the whole Torah? Because the Aseres Hadibros were like 10 main topics, and all of the other mitzvos are included within the Aseres Hadibros on one level. This is the famous idea from Rav Sajigon, which the Mishnah Berurah refers to here. So then Bnei Yisrael, after Matan Torah, now they have the laws of Kashrus. And there's nothing to eat, except for milchiks. Why? Because meat needs a lot of preparation. You have to have a knife that's checked, and you have to shech the animal the right way, and remove all of the non-kosher parts of the animal, and remove the blood, and to salt it properly, and wash it down. And then you have to have new kalim, because the kalim they used yesterday to cook with, the yesterday's meat was treif. So therefore, everything was aser. So they chose to eat milchiks, because milchiks you don't need all that for. So since they ate milchiks on the day of Matan Torah itself, so as a zecher, we eat milchiks as well. Oh, that's one reason that's brought down. Another reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that some have accustomed to eat divash v'chalav, milk and honey products. Why? Because the Torah is nimshalo l'dvash v'chalav, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shonech. And the Torah is sweet. And milchiks, cheesecakes, they're sweet. That's another reason for milchiks. The Torah is the sweetest thing. Keeping the Torah, learning the Torah, is the sweetest thing a person can do. Rav Nevenstahl explains, when it's under your tongue means when you chew it. Meaning when you work hard at your learning, and you think about what you're learning, and you get into it, you enjoy it more and more. That is a second reason for milchiks on Shavuos. Well, now regarding the Mishnah Berurah's reason, it's fascinating that the Mishnah Berurah himself points out that Chazal say, the Gemara and Shabbos, Pevav Medbez, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Well, then of course they couldn't do Shechita. There's nothing to talk about. They couldn't do Shechita on Shabbos. So this whole fancy reason the Mishnah Berurah gives, he says, is only according to the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's quoted in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Perek Mem Vav, that the Torah was given on Friday, which is not the standard view found in Chazal. Okay, those are two reasons. Bezer Hashem, I'll have a separate shiur where I discuss more reasons for this as well. Now the Ramah's reason. The Ramah says, V'nir li atam, shukamo shnei tafshil in shulokin belel Pesach, zecha le Pesach, zecha chagiga. We know what to say, that we have a zecha for the karbanos. The egg is a zecha to the karban chagiga, and the zro is a zecha for the karban Pesach. So too, ochi macha chol v'chakach macha basar. You eat milchiks followed by fleshiks. This means it's the same meal. Why? U'tzrichim lohavi imam shtei lechem al ha'shulchan shumakom ha'mizbeach. And you have to bring two loaves on the table, which is in the place of the mizbeach. And that idea of bringing two loaves is yesh b'zeh zichro l'shtei lechem shayim akivim b'yom ha'mikurim. There was a carbon shtei lechem on Shavuos. So by having milchiks followed by fleshiks, we, in a sense, we're forced to reenact the Karban Shtei Alechem, because you can't have the bread that was eaten with the milchiks part of the meal together with the fleshiks part of the meal. This means as follows. If bread was used at a milchik meal, that bread can't be used at a fleshik meal. We're afraid, we're concerned that maybe the bread touched some cheese or something on the table, then you use it again for fleshiks, or your hands were dirty and you touched the bread. So therefore, you have to switch. So therefore, you can't use the same bread for milchiks and fleshiks. So the Ramah says, you start your meal with milchiks, and then in the middle of the meal, you switch to fleshiks, and then you're forced to bring, this is the simple pshat. The simple pshat is you're forced to bring another loaf of bread when you switch to fleishiks, because you can't use the milchiks bread with the fleishiks part of the meal. And when you bring that extra loaf of bread, that becomes a zecher to the korban shtei lechem, that beyond your regular challah, you have another challah. And that's zecher to the korban shtei lechem. Oh. Now it's interesting, that's the simple pshat of this minhag. That's how Guidelines writes. A different loaf of bread is brought to the table. And this commemorates the two breads brought on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now it's interesting, Rav Moshe writes that it's not the idea of bringing another loaf to the table, but rather that you eat from both. Rav Moshe writes, Igros Moshe, Chelk Aleph, Simen Kuf Samech. At a normal Yom Tov meal, you don't need to eat from both of the loaves of the Lechem Mishnah. But on Shavuos, what you do is as follows. The minhag is to eat from both, from the two loaves. In other words, you start your meal, and you use one of the loaves of bread, and you eat with your milchik's meal. And you take the second loaf off the table. Then, in the middle of the meal, when you switch from milchik's to fleishik's, you bring the second loaf back, and you eat it together with the second half of the meal. And that minhag of eating the two challahs at the meal, one for the milk, one for the fleishiks, that's the commemoration of the minhag of the korban shtei lechem. That's Rav Moshe's angle on this minhag. Now, we know that between fleishiks and milchiks, you have to wait for 6 hours. What do you have to do here when you're switching from milchiks to fleishiks? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to change the tablecloth, you don't have to bench in the middle, and you have to clean out your mouth and wash your hands. The way the Mishnah Berurah suggests to clean out your mouth is you eat something. You eat something else, and that cleans out the mouth, and then you wash your hands. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And here's how Rav Neustadt quotes it in the Daily Halacha discussion. According to the basic halacha, it is permitted to eat meat or chicken right after eating cheese, even during the same meal. There's no requirement to bench in the middle. The only separation required is to clean and rinse the mouth and teeth, and wash the hands, and clean the table or change the tablecloth, to make sure that no dairy residue or crumbs remain. Oh. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan also, as I said, you don't have to wait in between. That's the basic halacha. However, the more common practice is that people wait a half an hour between the milchiks and the fleishiks. This is brought down in many poskim. Rav Vosner writes this way. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying this as well. That was his minhag. So those that follow this view of the Ramah, the standard practice is to make sure you have a half hour wait between the milchiks and fleishiks. And not everyone does this. Some have a milchiks meal at night and a fleishiks meal during the day, or a milchiks kiddush and later with the fleishiks meal. But in the official reason of the Ramah, it's having milchiks followed by fleishiks at the same meal, which forces you to have the extra loaf of bread.